is the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And, well, today our guest is Servando Gonzalez, and we're going to be talking about the violence that we're seeing increasingly in our schools. You know, if you stop and think about it, we never saw this sort of violence when I was going to school. But in those days, we were allowed to teach God in school. We were allowed to mention creation in school. We didn't spend all of our time on death education and suicide education and evolution designed to destroy the children's faith in God and these ideas that there are certain rules for society, like thou shalt not kill, but the Supreme Court won't allow the Ten Commandments to be posted in the schoolroom because, according to their decision, it wouldn't do any good to post the Ten Commandments unless the children read them. And if they read them, they might meditate upon them. If they were to meditate upon the Ten Commandments, they might obey them. And that would be a violation of the law that the Supreme Court established. They created a wall of separation between church and state. And the wicked and evil men who 40 years ago plotted to destroy America. Why, the end result of what they plotted is coming to pass today, as increasingly our schools become shooting galleries. And, well, with that as a background, thank you very much for being with us today. Are you there, Mr. Gonzalez?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'll let you go ahead and pick up the story.
Yes, this is about an article that I wrote some time ago in June 1999, that was after the Columbine shooting and then the Jonesboro, Arkansas, and Springfield, Oregon school shootings. And I titled this article, "The Real Makers of Lethal Weapons Are in Our Schools." And the article was reproduced in several sites in the internet. And then that was in June 1999 that I wrote this article. And then I think it was in 2002, Berit Kios reproduced it in her site. And she say, first published in June 1999, this article is just as relevant as and vital today. And then since the 2 or 3 weeks ago, when these shootings and things are happening in this country, not only in the schools, but everywhere, people have begun contacting me and asking me about this article, and this is what I would like to talk about today.
All right, fine. So you go right ahead.
Yes. The thing is that every time that these things happen, the gun grabbers go, the first thing, oh, this is because of guns. We need to control guns and prohibit guns and the like. But the point of my article is that this has nothing to do with guns. And then I put several examples. I'm from Cuba. And in 1981, I escaped from Cuba with my family, and we ended up in Switzerland. And then I was living in Zurich. My first weekend in Zurich was a total culture shock when I went to the train station and I saw a lot of young men, some of them in uniform, some of them not, carrying assault guns, assault rifles and ammunition. I said, what is this? Oh, they are going to their training. They are the of the reserve.
All right. Then, in fact, everybody in Switzerland actually has to have a weapon.
Yes.
We'll be right back here in just a moment at Genesis.
Revelation speaks of a great false church which has deceived the whole world. This great false church, the Whore of Babylon, is drunk on the blood of the saints. Have you always felt something just wasn't right with the churches? All the pagan propaganda, Easter eggs, idols, Christmas trees, memorials for the dead at Halloween? What about communion? Why would the Messiah institute a symbolic blood-drinking ceremony which breaks the Torah law as well as civilized social custom? Pastors and priests have no answers. Two Witnesses Ministries has solved the communion conspiracy. Order now in this 175-page blockbuster entitled Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon. Request a fax by writing P.O. Box 2453, Abilene, Texas 79604. Or call now 325-572-3913. Yes, Gnostics, agents of Mystery Babylon, forge into a new covenant the blood-drinking abomination that is communion. Beware, damnation is pronounced upon this blood-drinking whore. Call now 325-572-3913.
Good morning, honey.
Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our Larva's special guest today, and we've been simply talking, about, I think, a very important subject, and that is what's going on in the churches, and Mr. Gonzalez was saying that, certainly in Switzerland, everybody has a gun.
Yes, it's not a gun, it's one of the best assault guns in the world.
Right.
And every citizen is in the reserve by law. And then they keep at home this assault rifle with live ammo. And never, never in the history of Switzerland, a child has getting that gun and go to school to kill people.
Right.
Never. Now, I have another example from Cuba after the rebellion, because what happened in Cuba in 1959 was a rebellion. Then Castro took and changed into what he calls a revolution. After a rebellion against the tyranny of this president who turned into China into a dictator, a Batista, everybody was carrying guns. That's everybody, and even most of schools have turned into training centers for training people, including teenagers, to shoot with guns, and they kept the guns there with live ammo. And these were probably the safest and quietest days in Cuban history. Criminality dropped almost to zero. Okay? And everybody was carrying guns. So when with that experience, say, oh, this is something wrong with this theory that the cause for these killings in American schools is guns. Then I read a very good book called On Killing, the Psychological Cause of Learning to Kill and War in Society The author is Dave Grossman. And then he shows how this oxymoron that guns don't kill people, people kill people, is not an oxymoron at all. It's true. I never, in my experience, I was in the Cuban Army for several years, and I never saw a gun killing anybody. Somebody has to shoot the gun. But according to Grossman, that he studied the subject, even having a gun, it's not easy to kill another human being. And he explained how in the First World War, the killing, the ratio was less than 10 to 100. And then the ratio was higher in the Second World War. And then during the Vietnam War, the psychologists in the Army began training the American soldiers how to kill people using, because you have to lower the threshold so you can kill a human being. And then the ratio was higher. And the problem is that in our schools, what they have been doing, they, and I explain who are they, is lowering the threshold of violence. And the problem is that they have been doing, and they are the people who have plans for the future of this country, and then they see Judeo-Christian religion as a barrier. Why? Because in the Judeo-Christian religion, we have a belief that life is sacred because it's a gift given to us. And they had plans to, as you will know, to reduce the population of this planet drastically. And they have been tweaking with the minds of the children, basically with the theory of evolution and Darwinism, and say that we are not we are just the evolution of a piece of rock, and that's what we are. Okay, we don't have a soul. We are not. We don't have a creator. Okay, and that they are telling the students in the schools, but the law of unexpected consequences always works, and this is one of the effects, in my opinion, these killings in schools and the violence, the high level of violence in our society, is the result of the extended teaching of evolution and Darwinism.
I think that's true. And then, of course, our video games that the children are
playing. It's a culture of death. It's a culture of death. You see in video games. You see now in TV, because I'm not a TV watcher. But then a few weeks ago, have you realized that there are a lot of TV programs now that deal with autopsies and death? More than 3 or 4.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's something weird, at least to me, and it's a culture of death. And then when you create that you lower the threshold, because it's nothing to kill an evolved rock. It's not a life. It's just an accident of nature. And the thing is that. Let's see, because I have my contention with this is this teaching in this study in the school is that we believe that life is sacred because it was given to us by a creator. That is a belief, okay? I don't see that it's a sign, it's a belief. I believe that life is sacred. And because of that, for me, it's life is sacred, and I will not kill. Now, they oppose that because their plan is to kill a lot of people. And then they introduce that new religion, that is Darwinism, that says, no, it's not important because it's just a piece of rock that evolved. But the problem with Darwinism is that it's not science. They try to pass Darwinism as a science, and you will know that Darwinism has been totally discredited, and they keep passing as a science. Then some people came with this theory of intelligent design that is totally different, has nothing to do with Darwinism or creationism. And they say, oh, no, intelligent design is just the religious right. It's just creationism in another disguise. It is not. So it's totally different. But my point is that when I say that life is sacred, these people say, oh, okay, but that is not scientific. Well, it is true. It's a belief. But when they say, when they tell about Darwinism, I say that's not scientific also. But they have been trying to pass this as science and teaching in the schools. And the result is this, they have lowered the threshold of violence. Life has become very cheap. And, you know, the children, the teenagers, they have been totally brainwashed into this new belief, and the human life for them is not sacred, it's very cheap, and we have this extended violence. So we are in a very bad predicament. So what to do? I suggest to parents that take their children out of public schools as soon as possible. That is my suggestion. Because you're sending your children to school to learn geography, math, physics, chemistry, but that's not what they are learning. In fact, they are not learning that at all, because you see that our schools, our public schools, they are doing a very bad job in educating the children, but they are doing a very good job in indoctrinating our children. And we should not allow that to happen. So what options do we have, or parents have? Okay, sending their children to private schools or homeschooling. There is even another option I want to tell about. That I've been a teacher for many years in the United States, first in Cuba, then in the United States. And then even my last year as a teacher, I'm retired, was in a Catholic private school. And let me tell you, Dr. San, that probably was the worst school. I'm going to reserve the name of the school, because it was probably the worst of the schools I have taught. Horrible what I saw in that school. So with schools in that they can be penetrated, they can be controlled by the same people, private schools, by the same people who penetrated and controlled public schools. So I think that the option is homeschooling.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think there's certain people who want to control the minds of our children. They've infiltrated the public schools. They've infiltrated the private schools.
They've infiltrated
the Catholic schools.
They've infiltrated
the homeschooling
movement.
Family.
They are going to try to destroy the family
right.
or pass laws so the family cannot educate their children. But we need to fight. Now, there is even another option. That is no schooling at all. But what is no schooling? So you keep your child at home, and you don't even give any education to a child. Now, learning is an inborn mechanism of humans. We learn. When you send your child to school, your child is going to learn. If he doesn't learn geography, he's going to learn how to take drugs, okay, how to do prostitution, all the bad things. He's going to learn. So if you keep the child at home, even if you don't give the child any education at all, the children is going to be better educated than if you send the children to
poverty. All right, we're going to be back in just a moment right here at Genesis. Hold on, please.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 23rd, 2006. Gold opened at $583.30, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $615.19. Again, that's $615.19 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. You ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island, a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon is Emmanuel Gonzalez. And how do you pronounce your first name?
Servando. It's a Gallego name. I'm a first-generation Cuban. My parents came both from Spain, from northern Spain, from Galicia.
Right.
Yes.
All right,
and
fine.
There is a famous, it's not very common in Cuba, but there is a friar in Mexico called Fray Servando Teresa de Mier. But it's not a common name. So I was telling you about my suggestion to try to keep the children out of public schools and even of private schools. Now, but this is not the problem is that schools are just part of a larger problem. That is something that I'm extremely concerned. And this, the fast development of this coming new world order, that is not actually new. It's very old. and it's a sort of common fascism, but on steroids. This is very, very bad. And I'm concerned because, to me, this is like a remake of an old film that I saw 4 years ago in Cuba. This is more and more resembling what happened in Cuba, and I'm extremely concerned what is going on in this country. And the schools are just part of the whole problem.
Well, how do you think the people in Cuba feel today about their government? I mean, certainly we see an awful lot of them who claim, at least on television, that they just love the regime there of Fidel Castro, and they're so concerned about him. Is that all propaganda?
Well, let me tell you, I'm going to give you an answer. Okay. Have you heard about Liberty City?
Liberty City
is a small town, it's a suburb of Miami, north of Miami. Liberty City live black, Haitians, poor people. They don't get much government help. They are really in a bad economic situation. When was about 8-9 years ago, or probably more, there were some revolts there. The people went to the streets, and there were very, very bad problems in Liberty City. Now, let me ask you a question. Cuba is just a paradise 90 miles from the shores of Florida. So how many people from Liberty City have taken a raft made out of inner tubes, type tubes, and trying to escape to Cuba? Have you heard any?
Not very many of them, that's for sure.
No, I haven't. But almost every day, Cubans of all races and poor people, workers, physicians, engineers or carpenters or all type of people, all races, because Cuba is a truly multiracial culture, and all types of walks of life risk their lives trying to escape from the country. So either the people in Cuba are fools, and the people in Liberty City are even more fools because having paradise so close they don't go there, or all what you hear is lies. Now you say, why people in Cuba tell the system is a paradise, is marvelous? Well, if these measures just pass by our president, okay, no habeas corpus, you can be tortured, you can be interrogated, you can be put in prison. If these things go unchecked, very soon, when journalists come to this country, everybody's going to say, oh, this is marvelous, this is paradise, because they will be scared to death of going to a concentration camp or to be sent to Guantanamo.
What happens to the Cubans who try to escape or picked up by our Coast Guard and taken back to Fidel Castro's Cuba? Are they arrested and tortured, or what happens to them?
First of all, in Cuba, the only employer is the government. Okay, so it's the only capitalist employer is the government. So the first thing is that you try to escape. If the Coast Guard doesn't shoot at you and kill you, that has happened many times, you come back and you have no job, no way to support your family, no way to support. So you are a pirate. And then you have no way, and then they send you to jail. You get out, and they send you to you become a criminal. You violate the law.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment here at Genesis.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Are you Looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon is Servando Gonzalez. We're talking about really what life is like in Cuba. And of course, there are many, many similarities between what's happening here and what happened in Fidel Castro's Cuba. And I think it's so vitally important that people understand there really are people here in the United States would have a dictatorship. And you'll use all sorts of excuses for it. My goodness, we've got to take your freedom to protect you from those wicked terrorists. After all, if we don't, you know, take away your freedom, why, Osama bin Laden is gonna take away your freedom. So that's why we've got to take away your freedom. And if you don't understand that, you obviously are not very smart. So anyway, Savannah, what are the things that really concern you, other than the fact they're destroying the faith of our children and, in many instances, making them into murderers?
Yeah, because that is part of the whole conspiracy, and let's use that name because there is a conspiracy. Now, the problem is that some people are naive, say, okay, those laws are against the terrorists, and if I'm not doing anything wrong, anything that is against the law, that would never happen to me. But the problem is that when you live in a totalitarian dictatorship, that is when it's going to be a new world, you realize that everybody's a criminal, you know? Because you say, I don't do anything that can qualify me as a terrorist. Well, probably you don't know, but when they come to your house and they search your house, they're gonna find a lot of things that will qualify you as a criminal. Okay? the books you read, the magazines you have, the what you eat, are you a smoker, and not if you have a gun. That's it. Okay? So anything can become proof that you are a terrorist and you are a criminal.
Well, I think that President Bush said it best. He said, if you're not with us, you're against us. If you're either with us or you're with those terrorists.
This is. And who has the... And then where is the lawyer? There is no habeas corpus, so where is the lawyer who's going to say, yeah, no, he's right. You don't go to in front of a judge. So that's it. So that is the proof of totalitarianship, as of a totalitarian society.
Well, I think one of the most frightening things.
But the thing is that even more important, and that's why I think I'm digging new grounds in this part, because this is like a big puzzle. I really like your metaphor in your Brotherhood of Darkness, where you mentioned Agatha Christie's murder in the Orient Express. That's what you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
That you say, oh, it's a constellation of organizations, it's a group that are conspiring in this. But I totally agree with you, but I think that probably the nucleus is the Council on Foreign Relations, because that's where the money is. If you follow the money, all the money goes to Wall Street. Who is financing the left in all these things? Okay? The non-profit organizations of the most reactionary right, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, etc. And that's where the money is. Now, the thing is that I have the theory, and I'm every year, the more I study the phenomenon, the more convinced I am that Cuba, Castro's Cuba, actually has been a testing ground for this new world order. Why I'm saying that? Because before 1959, when Castro took power, Cuba was the country in the world more close to the United States, more similar to the United States, to the point that some marketing companies in the United States have been using Cuba as a place for testing products. For example, this a cleaner that we use in our kitchen, Ajax, we had in Cuba about 6 months before the product was launched in the United States. They tested in Cuba, not in Mexico, not in Costa Rica or France, in Cuba, because Cuba was the closest society in the world to the United States. That means that Cuba had a high standard of living close to the southern United States. It was not very different. Now, when Castro took power, Cuba had a system of communication by microwaves that was unique in the world. Not even in the United States have this such advanced system of communication. Of course, the system had been installed by Americans, and they were testing it in Cuba before installing in the United States. When Castro took power, there was this big processing plant of nickel in the Oriente province that was so advanced, that was unique in the world. Castro took power before the plant was finished and never was put to it. Was so new, technology was so modern, that the Russians went there and they couldn't put the plant to work. Now it's working, but never had was intended. So Cuba was a place for testing technology. And now, Cuba was a very advanced technology, and Cuba had the highest standard of living in the Western Hemisphere, okay? And just Cubans were, we have more TVs, more cars, more newspapers, it was a very advanced society economically and socially also. Our constitution was very close to American constitution, and we had a democracy then. Even during Batista's dictatorship, was a dictatorship, but was a really, in comparison with Castro, was nothing like this. So, and the country now, Cuba now is below the level of Haiti. So the country has been systematically destroyed. Not only the country, but the country and the people. Morally, the people, the Cuban people have been destroyed. Okay, now, in my research, I found that contrary to what most people think, Castro is an agent of the people who tried to implement the New World Order in America and in the world. I discovered that Castro, in 1948, he was recruited by the CIA, and you know that the CIA is just a tool of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Rockefellers, and I'm working in a book about that. And then he was recruited and sent to Colombia, to Bogota, where he participated in the riots later called the Bogotazo, and the assassination of a populist leader, Gaitán. Now, the Bogotazo marked the beginning of the Cold War in the Western Hemisphere. And since that, he has been working for these people. And now he's very sick, but the people in the council, they have been frantically trying to keep what we call Castroism after Castro. And that's their plan. And the season has been totally successful in the sense that destroyed Cuba and its people, as I mentioned, and that was the purpose. So the destruction of Cuba and its people is not by chance or by mistake, is the plan. Castro did what was told to do. And that's why this president, Mr. Bush, he says that he's fighting terrorism, but he has confessed anti-American terrorists living 90 miles from the American shores, and nothing is done against Castro.
You're speaking now, Posada. You're speaking about this terrorist, this fellow actually tried to blow up a plane. Supposedly it was an anti-Castro Cuban, but he was really an American terrorist who killed, I don't know how many people on that plane he blew up, and he's been allowed to stay in America, knowing full well he was a terrorist, and we're protecting him, that Cubans are trying to have him extradited.
Wait a second. His name is Posada, Luis Posada Carriles.
Yeah. What?
But Luis Posada, the name of this terrorist is Luis Posada Carriles.
Right.
He was working for the CIA.
Right, sure he was.
But there is more than meets the eye in this, let me tell you.
All right.
Because I've been studying this thing. Posada Carriles most likely did that working for the CIA.
Absolutely.
But just by chance, the plane was coming from Venezuela, Barbados, and Barbados to Havana. And the Cuban fencing team was in the plane, but there was a famous Cuban singer, she was very famous at the moment, called Beatriz Márquez. And then a few hours, and she was supposed to fly in that, to take that plane. But just a few hours came some orders from Havana, and she was ordered not to take that plane. Then the plane flew, and approaching Barbados, the plane exploded in air and killed everybody in the flight. But Beatriz Márquez was very lucky that she didn't take the plane. Well, probably was not luck, because at the time she was married to a person who was one of the ships of Castro security detail.
Well, of course, that's just very, very similar to what happened to the mayor of San Francisco.
This is planned by the same people. Castro, you know, is the same modus operandi. Now, my point is this was a joint Castro-CIA operation.
Right, I believe that.
Okay, and then because revolution needs martyrs. Let me give you another example. The assassination of Salvador Allende, the president of Chile. Okay, Allende, he committed suicide before he was captured. But there is new information. Now, that, first of all, the one who facilitated the CIA action was Castro, because Castro was the one who, against Allende's will, he began destabilizing the country, sending his people and weapons to create a revolution, Castro style, that Allende opposed. Now, the security detail of Allende was controlled by Cubans, and now an ex-Cuban spy living in France brought the information, has been published, not in the United States, but in Europe, that the one Allende didn't commit suicide. He was killed, and he was killed by Patricio de la Guardia, that was a Cuban general that was the chief of his security detail, following Castro's orders.
And okay? I suspect that Castro was following out the orders coming from Washington, D.C.,
isn't it? Yeah.
And until people begin to understand that...
So Castro and the CIA have been working together. Those was, and let me tell you, before September 11th, he's an expert in looking for Patsies. In my book about Castro, there is a chapter about about Kennedy's assassination, and my theory is that Castro took part in the action. Of course, all has been trying to show that it's the anti-Castro Cubans in the United States. No, most likely it was a dual operation. The Kennedy assassination was also a joint operation Castro CIA. But September 11, 3 months before September 11. Castro gave a long trip in Muslim countries, visiting the leaders and fanning the anti-American flames, saying, "Oh, the United States is now the giant is on its knees. The United States is weak. We must destroy the United States." And he visited about 7 Muslim countries. Okay, have a secret conversation with the leaders. And he was fanning the anti-American flames among these people that the conspirators are using as Patsies. Because I don't know if you believe in the government conspiracy theory about September 11. I never believe in that. I never believe. And he says, so they are working together, and that explains why there is nothing done against the terrorist next door. He's totally immune to the fight against terrorism. What is unexplainable if you don't know the things that I have expressed now. So this is a very complex phenomenon.
Well, I'm sure it is, and I'm sure that we've never heard the true story of the Bay of Pigs. I think the Bay of Pigs...
Oh, yeah. The Bay of Pigs was because the thing is that they used Castro to infiltrate the Soviet Union, okay? And then the Bay of, before the Bay of Pigs, the Soviets, particularly Nikita Khrushchev, they distrusted Castro, because Castro was a Jesuit. He was educated in Jesuit schools. He was a Catholic. And then more the Catholic, a Jesuit, and he was the Cuban, the true Cuban Communist Party was very strong, probably the strongest Communist Party in America, the strongest than the American Communist Party. And then the Communist Party leaders, they hated Castro, because when Castro assaulted the Moncada barracks, Batista blamed the communists. The communists say, no, this guy, he's not one of us. He's a pushist. And you know that pushist in the communist lingo means a fascist. That is, he's closer to fascism than communist. So the communists hated Castro. There is a lot of disinformation. Now there is a new phenomenon that apparently the conspirators never thought about this, and it's giving them trouble. That is the internet, because most of the things, you know, how long it took for some people, not all people, but from some people, that that discovered that the history books were wrong about Pearl Harbor, that the true history of Pearl Harbor is not what you read in history books. It took 60 years, 50 years, a long time. Now, it took only weeks for people began suspecting the September 11 event, and that's because of the Internet.
All right, look, we're just about out of time. Do you have a website or you want to get the information out about your books?
No, I don't have a website, but my name is Servando Gonzalez, and my books is a... but I would like to, just a second, tell you about a new project that with my friend Dan Dillman. He's the CEO of Exalt, a media company in San Leandro, who are going to produce videos about this subject.
All right, fine. Well, we'll have to do that another time because we're out of time for this afternoon. Thanks very much, Servando.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you with us.
Thank you to your listeners for let me share these ideas.
Goodbye. God bless. Bye-bye.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com. Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned and operated since 1947. Earth friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and talking about Cuba, let me suggest if you have not seen my talk on the World Revolution, you really need to, because it'll give you a good overview of what's going on, specifically about Cuba. Fidel Castro was always a communist agent working for, was always a CIA agent posing as a communist. The American government brought him to power knowing full well he was a communist. If that sounds absurd to you, I want you to hear the interview that is part of there, of the uncut interview I did back in about 1980 with the Ambassador Earl Smith, who was a billionaire I interviewed at that time, who was in Cuba at the time and was actually told to tell Batista, who was not the dictator, he was elected president in 1954, he was told to instruct Batista that he would leave Cuba the following day, knowing full well it would bring to power Fidel Castro. And the State Department knew that. They brought him to power. The State Department, the CIA, did everything they could to undercut Batista, to force him into a position where he had to declare martial law. And that's why they declared him a dictator, because he declared martial law to try to keep the communists from taking over his country. The communists were being financed by your government. Well, it's a fascinating interview. You're never going to see it elsewhere. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and order the World Revolution, the video. And, of course, we go into the background of the Bay of Pigs, which was as phony as a $3 bill. We sent those men in to die. We landed them in the only place on the Cuban islands where they could be sure to fail. And then we didn't supply them. And of course, we didn't give them any air cover. And we left them there to die. World Revolution, and of course Cuba is simply part of that, just as today, recently we brought the communists to power in Nepal. Why Nepal? Because they control almost every other country in the world today, and they have their country people in key positions. One reason we had to get out is get Saddam out of power was because we couldn't control him. This guy didn't understand how the game was played. And the way it is that you lose, we win. That's the way it is. And if you haven't read the book by John Perkins, The Economic Hitman, or seen the 4-tape set we have, my interviews with him, you need to get it. It's very interesting. You go up to the State Department website. They have a whole section on misinformation, and they specifically talk about John Perkins' book and how absurd it is, to all the things that he said. Well, I don't think they're absurd at all. I think they're absolutely true. I think that's why they have a segment on the State Department website at statedepartment.gov to try to discredit John Perkins. Well, this is the last day we're going to be telling you about our conference. It's going to be held this Sunday, coming Sunday, at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. If you can make it, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. The doors will open at 8 o'clock. It'll go till 5 in the evening. We're serving lunch. You have to have reservations. And we've got well over 100 people at the present time, and we're hoping to have a few more. So if you'd like to come, well, you'll have to call today, because this is the cutoff. 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And I hope you can make it. And then, you really want to understand what happened on 9/11. We're carrying 4 videos. One is Alex Jones' video that goes into the background of, it's called Terror Storm. And then we have the one put out by the people who worked with the Jersey Girls, the 4 women who lost their husbands at 9/11. And they wanted to get to the truth. Why were, for instance, the people in the South Tower ordered to stay at their desk when it was obvious that the North Tower was under terrorist attack? Where were they, people who got up and tried to get out of the building, sent back to die? Well, it's called 9/11 Press for the Truth. And then, of course, we carry Dave Von Kleist, a video entitled In Plain Sight, and Dave Wagner's The Day That Changed America Forever. Got a film clip in there that is so important. The Council on Foreign Relations pulled the statement by Senator Gary Hart out of the transcript, which you can get from the CFR. But we'll see this film clip today, at the information they left out. We'll be right back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified, simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey Purification elements so powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs. For more information on the powerful Berkey purifiers, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call today. That's 888-803-4438. Or visit us on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guest, and this afternoon our guest is Joyce Ronnie from the Power Hour. Joyce, thank you so very much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Well, these are really exciting times. You know, the one thing that impresses me more than anything is I think there's a growing awareness all across America that the government and the president and the vice president and Condoleezza Rice lied to the American people about what really happened on the morning of September 11th. Don't you have that feeling?
You know, I think that probably, well, beyond all times that we've experienced, I think now there is a generalized awakening, and a generalized awakening from the standpoint of people saying, this is really bad. This is bad. It's not necessarily this is my line in the sand, but this is so bad. They're seeing the agenda. They're seeing that nothing possibly of any good could have come from the actions that George Bush is taking. That's why I think we're coming to a point where something is going to take place. Many people are talking about this in different countries that we're getting emails from, are saying that, you know, something is about to snap because it cannot continue like this.
All right. Well, of course, if some people think that they're going to stage something before the elections, I really don't know, although I do not understand why they'd send a task force over into the Persian Gulf. It's sort of like poking a stick at a rattlesnake, hoping it'll strike at you. I'm not certain what's going on. It certainly isn't a very logical thing to do militarily.
Well, we got reports that many people were being mobilized to be sent over to the Middle East. I think they're posturing right now, and I think they're making their positions known, and I think they're making their inroads known. And I think after the election, we're probably going to see a lot worse than we could have ever imagined. You know, the whole idea of the gas prices coming down, the reevaluation of whether or not we're really doing a good job in Iraq, I mean, this is all absolutely just smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, the way they've run the stock market up is just so phony. I mean, there's no reason for the stock market to be going up the way it is. And then when they tell you it's reached a new high, of course it hasn't reached a new high. It got up, you know, considering inflation and what we've lost since the year 2000, we'd have to be to 1350 or 1400 to reach a new high. But they keep telling us these things over and over again, hoping we're not smart to understand we're being manipulated.
Well, you're right about that, and the manipulation of the silver and gold market, I think that's being manipulated down right now until they can get all that they want out of the system. You know, this information as to whether or not the president is making moves toward Paraguay, you know, whether or not, let's say hypothetically that this is just, let's say it's just chatter. It's just, maybe not information. However, I think there's enough information coming out regarding this and the purchases of large pieces of land. It's already been confirmed that the Moonies and Sungmyung Moon has purchased 1,500,000 acres in Paraguay. We're hearing about other countries, people purchasing land there. They have to move away. I mean, this has to eventually fall because of the financial situation, the structure that we're in right now. The foundation is so weak. And I think that the military is starting to wake up. I'm getting more and more people now I mean, today you saw where Pat Tillman's brother came out and made one of the strongest statements against the war that I have seen.
And of course,
so they're starting to speak out.
And for the people who don't remember, Pat Tillman, of course, was the professional football player who gave up a $3 million contract for 1 year with the Arizona Cardinals, I think it was. Anyway, of course, he went off to fight for his country. But I think he began to realize, of course, he wasn't really fighting for his country. And as you know, he was killed by friendly fire, and the government lied to the public, telling about how he fought valiantly to the very end against overwhelming odds. And it was all a lie. He was killed by his own men. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Joyce was just commenting that there are rumors, we don't know whether they're true or not, but they're all over the internet, that the Bush family has bought a very large segment of land, close to 100,000 acres, 90,000 or more acres, somewhere there in Paraguay. And Paraguay does not have an extradition treaty with the United States, so, you know, if there were any charges brought against President Bush, or there were war crimes charges, because the International Red Cross has suggested war crimes charges against George Bush for starting this war in Iraq that has killed, it's estimated, 600,000 civilians. Now, whether it's 400,000 or 200,000 or 900,000 civilians, I mean, they become statistics rather than each one an individual, a unique individual made in the image and likeness of God, and it was all based upon a lie. We went to war to fight terrorism. as Nancy Pelosi said yesterday, we went to war. The war against terrorism is in Afghanistan. So why then did we invade Iraq? It had nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction. It was planned long ahead of time, and George Bush deceived the American people. So you picked the story up there.
Well, the war was planned a long time in advance, and the whole idea, of course, is based around the controlling the infrastructure of Iraq and of the oil and rebuilding areas, going in and bombing areas and rebuilding them, because there's millions and millions of dollars in that, as we know, given the fact that Halliburton and Brown and Root, et cetera, have been all over the globe. Wherever there's a war, they're there also. And so we've got phony wars, we've got phony people in places, in high places, but we've got real problems left over with our military. And I'd like to digress just a second with our military and bring you up to speed with what I'm hearing coming back from our troops right now in Operation Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom, is that there are so many people that are sick now that they're having to let them out of the military early. In fact, there's early outs being done, as we know right now. Early outs, just like they did back in the early 1990s. As you will recall, in the early 90s, they opened up many of the military bases and just said, you can leave today, just go. No questions asked. Well, they're doing that now also, because they know that these people that are exposed to depleted uranium are going to be extremely ill, going to be very extremely expensive, and are going to be extremely visible. So they're letting them out of the military right now, and the figures that I have received show that probably about 30 to 40% of them have already visited a VA hospital attempting to get help. They are so sick. Their entire units are now ill. Their entire units are coming back with problems, and there's not enough room in the hospitals to place these people. So they're just basically letting them out of the military. They're also keeping them up in motel rooms around the military bases. But there is no treatment for them other than the Prozac, Zoloft, Wellbutrin, etc., and that's all they're being placed on, as happened during the first Gulf War. Already we know that there are some 40% disability rates that we're seeing from these troops. 40%. Now, that, you know, that has nothing to do with injuries on the battlefield. That's injuries other than on the battlefield. 40% injury rates that they're now labeling as PTSD, as we know, post-traumatic stress disorder, which is supposed to be, you know, we send a bunch of head cases over to fight a war and they come back worse head cases. That's what they want you to believe, but that's not true. We're sending over a bunch of young, very healthy 18-year-old kids, and they're coming back with the lung capacity of a 40 or a 60-year-old. They're coming back with rashes. I got a call from a mother just the other day, and she was really not wanting to hear what I had to say regarding the Gulf War, regarding the illnesses that these troops are coming back with. And she called me and she said, sure enough, my son just got home and he's got this unbelievable rash all over his body. Well, that's how it starts out. So depleted uranium, which is present in most of the munitions that are being used over there, everything from the 7.65 NATO round, which, by the way, this 7.65 NATO round is also being shot into the waters around Wisconsin. A lot of people got wise there, started complaining about it, and they were told basically, too bad, we need to do this for homeland security purposes. And so many of the waters in Wisconsin are being tainted with DU rounds, 7.65 rounds, because I saw, as they were giving the news story, I was able to see that it was a 7.65 round that they were firing there. So we've got a mess in this country and outside of this country, in the civilian population, the military population, and what we're doing is basically turning our back on it. The murder rate in the military is off the scale. The homicide rate in the military, when I get the Air Force Times, all the breaking stories are murders of military people, either killing their children, killing their spouses, or killing somebody else on base. And most of all the people said the very same thing. I cannot even conceive of why this person did it. This person's never had an evil thought in their mind ever before. Well, something is happening to their brain, and I think it's the depleted uranium effects on their brains. I don't think there's any question. I heard that there was going to be a troop that was going to be put to death recently from the first Gulf War for possible, depleted uranium problems is what it was being thought that he had. And the defense attorney He was supposed to be killed on a Monday night, and I found out about it on a Sunday night. Could not get contact with him, but did reach the defense attorney on Monday morning, to which he had just gotten a stay of execution. Now, we don't know the status of it right now. However, he will make the second Gulf War veteran that would have been put to death that I am aware of. And there are 18,300 of these troops that are now serving felony sentences for crimes that many of them don't recall doing, don't understand why they did it, and never wanted to do the crime in the first place. Now, that's not a defense for these people, because I certainly don't want to find a defense for murder. But when you go out and kill the children, and this man, by the way, Dr. Stan, this particular case was a man who absolutely loved and adored his three children. He had come home from the war because he got word that his wife was not taking care of them appropriately and that they were being abused. So he got permission to come home from the war. He was the most doting father ever. And here's what happened the day of their demise. They were going to go Christmas shopping. He took them instead to his uncle's auto parts and car care center, lined them up against the wall, and shot his three children. Now, that makes absolutely no sense. He shot him with an automatic weapon. Now, this never made the news. You would think that something like this would make the news, but not because it's a Gulf War veteran. They are attempting to try and keep the focus off of these troops, off of the crimes that they're committing, out of the news. But it is amazing the amount of crimes that are being committed in the military of military people. So this is just an example of what we're facing. And are we going to be facing it out in our mainstream? Absolutely. Because we have sent over 1 million troops to Iraq and Afghanistan. Over 1 million. Most people think it's about 160,000. No, we have sent over 1 million. And when those 1 million return, what is the shape of their brain going to be like? What is the shape of their what is the tendencies that they have to handle stress, and what kinds of crimes are they going to be committing? I just got a letter here from a troop that's begging for help, and he said, I cannot control my temper. He said, I don't know what it is. Ever since I went to Iraq, I came back. There is no way. He said, if somebody goes into a Walmart and cuts in front of me, I want to kill them. Now, that is not a normal feeling, and that's not war fatigue or secondary to having served in a war zone. That is because something organically has changed in these people's brains, and it's probably from the depleted uranium, I would be willing to guess. But what are we going to do with 1 million returning troops who are going to be affecting their spouses, their children, and their parents?
And, of course, we know that it's somewhere between 30% and 40% of the people are coming back now are having problems, specific problems. And then, of course, I got from Doug Rocky, who is, of course, an expert on this subject. And if you haven't seen Joyce's film, a video on this, what's the title of that? Could we actually carry the video?
Beyond Treason.
Beyond Treason. Doug Rocky actually had told me that if you looked in the government figures under VA.gov, you would find out that of the original 695,000 people we had in the Gulf back in 1991, over 80,000 are now dead. And I found that very difficult to believe, but he told me where to go on the government's figures, and there we have it. And if you'd like to see that, we'll be glad to send it to you free of charge. They presume still living of that 695,000, about 80,000 less, than a little over 80,000 less. How could you cover something like that? These were healthy, young people. The average one, 18 to 22 years of age. And of those, over 80,000 are dead. Here, 15 years later? Actuarially, that just could not happen. It would bankrupt all the insurance companies in America if that sort of thing were to happen. Why are healthy young people, so many of them from the first Gulf War, dying? And why are so many of them ill? And why are so many of the young people from the second Gulf War ill? Unless there's an organized, planned effort to destroy the youth of our country, the military people, the people who might be able to fight to preserve our freedom if we were ever attacked here. But, of course, they're being sent overseas, in the name of fighting for freedom, as we're losing our freedom here at home.
It's as if this is a big show. This is just a big game of putting the yellow ribbons out, showing all the memorials, how much we care about the veterans. It is all a sham. It is so phony, given the fact that they do not care, other than they do memorialize the dead. They don't take care of the living, and we now know that. But this is a situation that's only going to be growing worse and worse, and I think I'm really afraid that they're going to sacrifice these troops before they return home, because they cannot afford to have them on the economy as ill as they are.
Well, I think it's really tragic when you really look and see what's happening, the incidents of our casualties, not only of those who were killed and those who were permanently maimed with the serious illnesses, but of course it is the others whose minds are destroyed, who cannot think. And do you know a better way to destroy a great nation than to destroy the minds of the young, healthy males of that country?
America Discount Home Medical Equipment sells at discount prices. We sell wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, hospital beds, commodes, bath safety products, walkers, and other items needed for the care of your loved one at home. Our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. We sell at one half of retail price or less. We have free shipping and no sales tax for any shipment outside of California. You can expect to receive the item within 7 days. Our website address is www.home-med-equip.com. Again, our phone number is 1-800-956-6616.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once, and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 23rd, 2006. Gold opened at $583.30, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $615.19. Again, that's $615.19 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island, a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. And you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Back with Joyce Raleigh. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and Joyce is talking about really the diseases and the illness so many of our veterans have. And, of course, those of you who remember the Vietnam War, the government insured everybody. That Agent Orange was totally safe, that there were no tumors related to it, there was no disease related to it, and they lied. And they lied, and they lied, and they lied year after year after year, and then finally they acknowledged that it produced tumors and produced all sorts of disability, not only in the Americans, but in the Vietnamese people, and they've even given many of our veterans, pension, because they were poisoned, but they lied for 20 years about that. If the government would lie about Agent Orange, should we be surprised that they would lie about the depleted uranium that they are using that is affecting the lives of our people? And every other country is well aware of what's going on. In fact, many of the places in the Middle East and the Far East and the Near East and in Europe are being deluged with clouds of depleted uranium that are being blown from the sands of Iraq, into their countries. We don't have it here yet, but we will eventually. It's only a matter of time. Has anybody thought about the implications of contaminating the whole world with this?
Well, I think that a lot of people are concerned about that and afraid of that. A lot of the scientists are, but of course, the RAND Corporation has given the Department of Defense carte blanche, and that's the way they do it. You know, this recent report that came out saying that there is no Gulf War illness from the National Group.
National Academy of Science?
Yeah, well, it wasn't in a National Academy of Sciences, NAS, but it was the other one. But anyway, they always find
Institute of Medicine.
Yes, thank you. National Institute of Medicine. They always find one organization to give them carte blanche, and they basically pay them enough, in my estimation, through doing enough research projects that lend themselves to finding nothing. In other words, the research project shows up nothing. You get a whole bunch of these research projects together. You take it to the National Academy of Sciences or the National Institute of Medicine, and you say, what do you think about this? So if they look at them and then they give their standard reply of, gee, we don't see a problem here, then they can take that to the bank and the Department of Defense is home free. Now, that's how it's worked for a long, long time. With the Gulf War, it was the National Institute of Medicine. And now with the depleted uranium issue, they've already gone to the RAND Corporation, gotten their carte blanche to protect them so that they can use it without any fear whatsoever of reprisal. But this is the way they do it all the time. And these troops don't get help. They end up getting worse and worse and worse and end up dying. And I cannot tell you, Dr. Stan, what their lives are like when they have to suffer. 90% of all Gulf War veterans, as of 5 years ago, were all divorced. I know it's much higher now. And as a result of this, they have horrible lives. Their spouses leave them. They have no ability to keep contact with their children. They're too sick. They can't pay their child support, so they end up going to jail. I mean, this is just incredulous if people knew the real-life stories of these troops. And I get these emails all the time saying, please tell the people what's really going on with us. If we would have known this, we would have never joined. We would have never done these things. And, of course, then they have the guilt to live with as to what they did in the war in the first place, and they're having to live with the kinds of lies that they helped to perpetrate and also the children that they ran over with their tanks because they were following orders. And they're too young, and they get too smart too late to realize they should have done something about it. So right now we've got changes coming in the military, Transformation 2010, the move into civilian use of the people, more mercenaries. By the way, we've already sent 500 Special Forces troops down to Paraguay, basically at the air base down there to get things ready for the president. And I asked one of the people, by the way, I did talk to somebody whose best friend was had refused to go to Paraguay with Special Forces out of Fort Bragg. And he told the people of Fort Bragg, he said, look, this has nothing to do with national security. It has nothing to do with protecting the United States. I'm not going to go down to Paraguay, because he knew what the mission was down there. And
a place in case, of course, certain people in the administration had to get out of Dodge.
Right. their exit strategy. And so he refused, but they refused to court-martial him because they didn't want it to make the news. So instead, they put him into training of Special Forces troops and told him, all right, we'll just keep you in training. You don't have to go to Paraguay, but keep your mouth shut.
All right, fine. We're going to be back in just a moment here with Joyce Riley. We're living in very uncertain times. I think it's important that people understand there really are people who hate America. There really are people who do not value human life. I remember, of course, it was 1956. We had the Hungarian Revolution, and the American government told the Hungarians to rise up, and we would help them. And you know what happened? They rose up, and we didn't help them, and they were slaughtered.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight. The director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Joyce Rice and Joyce Riley, and she's concerned about the depleted uranium, spreading across the world. And I think everybody should be. Don't believe what you're being told. There's a great deal of great information up on the internet if you check it out. Because of course, the life you save could be that of a loved one or your own. But you were talking about this armored piercing knife.
And the knife, they said, was an armor-piercing knife. Well, that knife, and that is depleted uranium. So it's being used all over now and in a lot of different things. In fact, I was doing some research on DU. The old Fiesta cookware, I'm sure that Barbara will remember that, the red cookware made by Fiesta years ago. They took it off the market because it contained basically depleted uranium. A lot of things have been made with that. Golf clubs are now being made with depleted uranium. I've heard Dr. Doug Rocky told me about a concrete that's going to be made with depleted uranium. A little while ago, I was talking about in Michigan where they were firing it into the water, and they were calling it Homeland Security training. It was machine gun training, and they were shooting it in the water at Grand Haven, Michigan, where they were using the 7.62 NATO rounds there. Now, that's military usage, of course. However, it goes into everyday activities, and I think it's going to be used more and more because it's a byproduct of the nuclear power industry. They have to get rid of it. It's free, and it is a very dense, heavy filler that makes things very, very dense and very heavy. So it's something that's free to them if they use it, and I'm sure they're going to be finding more and more uses for it. The problems eventually show up in neurological, respiratory, and in the skin rashes that are seen as a result of the damage to the bodies. You breathe it in, you drink it in, you eat it in your food, and there's just no way that these troops cannot get it.
What about the incidence of cancer associated with the increased radiation?
Well, obviously, that's proven. I mean, that's known. That's why people wear those little badges in the radiation departments of the hospitals, and it's because it does cause cancer. The rates of cancer in military people, it's off the scale in the young men and women. Especially, I believe it was the M1A1 main battle tank, I believe, or the Bradley fighting vehicle, I can't remember. The Dr. Doug Rocky and I were talking about an increased incidence in rectal cancer because they set on the area where the DU is stored in these vehicles. So the incidence of brain cancer, believe it or not, and rectal cancer, brain cancer being the fact that these tanks are wrapped in depleted uranium or armor-piercing metal or armor plating, they're wrapped in that, and so their heads and brains become exposed to it, as well as their backside, you know, from setting on all the depleted uranium. So these guys don't have a chance. Then their food is mixed with it, their water is mixed with it, the air is mixed with it. And he told me, he said, anybody in Iraq right now who is breathing is getting poisoned. And that's a horrible thought, an absolutely horrible thought. And I hate to say it because just about everybody now knows somebody who's either in Iraq or who has been in Iraq. But don't kill the messenger here, because the whole idea is that this is by order of the government. And the other day I got some information that one of the lieutenant colonels from the Pentagon had sent out, and it was absolutely a trash story on Dr. Doug Rocky. They were trying to stop him from speaking, trying to stop anyone from listening to him, and I was so angry at seeing this story because they were just simply trying to kill the messenger who's trying to save the lives of these troops. And I also received an email and some communication from someone who said, Joyce, you and I both know. And he said, I was in chemical training in the military. You and I both know there is no respirator, there is no suit, there is no anything that is going to protect anybody from these chemicals and biologicals and depleted uranium. It does not exist. It is all done for the sake of making people think that they're going to be better off. Now, in Beyond Treason, and I want to talk about that for a second, because in there I discussed, and I have documentation on the CD-ROM. It comes with a CD-ROM, and that to me is more valuable than the DVD. But the CD-ROM has information on the suits and the masks that were defective. The U.S. government bought 800,000 defective suits. And so this man was calling to chastise me over picking on the issue of the defective suits. He said, Joyce, it doesn't make any difference if they were defective or not. It doesn't work. They're just there for the psychological advantage to try and make these troops feel like they're going to be okay. Well, Isratex is the company that provided 800 of these fraudulently defective suits with tears in them, holes in them, seams that were not done correctly, and the masks and filters that were provided also, none of which were effective to our troops. So there is no chance that these people are going to come back okay from Gulf War One or Gulf War II. And that's why you have a high incidence of people, two-thirds of them, that are now sick or dead from the first Gulf War, and no telling. We're already at 40%, and the flaming war is not even over with. So there's no telling what's going to happen as a result of that.
Well, let me, for our listeners out there, if you haven't seen Joyce's DVD, Beyond Treason, of course, there's a great DVD, and then there's a CD-ROM that has all of the government documents on this. And of course, many of these were made by Dr. Rocky, who was in charge of that a division of the military. But, you know, somebody's put out orders, and when it comes from the top, you are to obey it, you know, or your military career is through. And you could even be court-martialed if you reveal the truth. And that is, they're intentionally poisoning our soldiers.
And you know, this CD-ROM, and I want to again say, I hope you'll order it from Dr. Stan. The CD-ROM has thousands of pages of documents on it, half the size of an encyclopedia. Now, this is literally a gold mine of documents that they don't want you to see. I got a communication the other day from, it's been about a month now, from the Department of Defense, telling me that one of those documents is classified and to remove it immediately or action would be taken. I responded to the DOD and told them that I was aware that it was a declassified message and that should they have reclassified it, please provide me the appropriate reclassification order and I would be happy to remove it from this point on. However, I got a message back saying, well, on second thought, you're okay, never mind, you probably won't hear from us again. So, now whether that was some kind of scare tactic or intimidation or what, I don't know. But, you know, I got a call from Navy Commander Chalker Brown, Navy Captain Chalker Brown, several years ago when we did the first documentary called Gulf War Illness Fact or Fiction. Now that one still stands. Everything in it is still true from the first Gulf War. It was done in 1994. Though, when I didn't have as much information as I do now. However, I got a call from the DOD asking me to remove that and not distribute that because we were giving it out free to any Gulf War veteran that asked for it. And he said to me, would you please, no, the Department of Defense would like to request that you not give this video out anymore to Gulf War veterans. And I said to him, well, sir, which part of it is inaccurate or incorrect? And he said, that's not the issue. You are one of us. To which I said, no, sir, I am not. If you think that I am going to participate in the wholesale murder of our military by not giving them the accurate information to get treatment, I said, then do not consider me part of you. And I said, and how you can do this, knowing full well what I know about it, knowing what you know about this, continue to treat these troops in this manner. I said, I cannot believe that you can live with yourself and do that.
And what was his response?
His response, well, is, well, you've heard what we've had to say. We're requesting that you not give this out anymore. Well, of course, I mean, we went and ordered another 1,000 copies of it to be made just so we would have enough to give away to the veterans. And we're doing the same thing with Beyond Treason. Now, you don't get the CD-ROM. However, if you would like a copy of Beyond Treason at no charge, all you have to do is fax us some proof of service. I don't care if it's just a corner off your American Legion magazine, but just fax us something and let us know that you're paramilitary and we'll send you a copy at no charge. I mean, we're giving out 10,000 copies of these to veterans, and you can imagine that if we just opened it up to anybody, everybody would be a veteran. So if you will just fax us some proof of service or go to beyondtreason.com, you'll be able to see there the information on how to get the documentary at no charge.
You can go ahead and put out your fax number if you'd like to.
Okay, it's 573-378-5998. 573-378-5998. And I have to tell you, Dr. Stan, out of all the responses that we've had, several thousand already, we have never had one person critical of Beyond Treason. The only one that was critical was from the Department of Defense to a U.S. representative who had sent a copy of it to the Secretary of Defense requesting a response. The Secretary of Defense's response in the letter was, this is disinformation, don't pay any attention to it, she has a radio show.
But of course he didn't tell what was wrong in the documentation that you had.
Not at all.
And of course they can't, they have to attack. You see, ladies and gentlemen, imagine the implications. If it became apparent that the commander-in-chief of our military, as the president, was allowing them to poison our people, or that there were people within the military that were going along with this because they didn't want to risk their careers. And they were quite willing, as long as it was somebody else's son or else somebody else's daughter who is going to die of the complications of the depleted uranium poisoning. But for any of our listeners out there, you can go to TrapRockPeace.com. Great website. Go to Joyce's website. Is that what? Gulf War Veterans?
GulfWarVets.com. GulfWarVets.com.
All right, fine. And certainly, and of course, get this video. And if you're a veteran, get it to Joyce. If not, you can get it to us by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's beyond treason. And it is treason to kill your own soldiers. Why would anybody do that? Well, why would, of course, we be doing so many things that are harmful to our population? You listen to our programs, we tell you about water fluoridation, we tell you about the mercury in the vaccines that they know destroys the minds, and they're putting it in the influenza vaccine, and a massive campaign to get everybody to take the influenza vaccine, knowing full well the toxic effects of it. And then, of course, the aspartame and on and on, and genetically modified foods, and then, of course, they're poisoning our people with depleted uranium. So, you know, of course, I'm sure the military is very, very unhappy with you.
Well, I'm sure they dropped me off the Christmas card list a long time ago, for sure. You know, I got a letter on September 18th of 2001. Isn't that an interesting time period? September 18th, 2001. And as you know, people who have an MOS or AFSC, Air Force classification number of a flight nurse or a nurse period, well, they keep you in the military until retirement age because they never know when they're going to need you, because they always need nurses and physicians and flight surgeons, etc. But they sent me a letter in 2001 right after 9/11 occurred saying you are no longer needed by the military. And I thought that was interesting because I don't know of anybody else that's ever gotten a letter like that. And of course, then, you know, I just question why they would do that and why they would not, well, obviously I had no chance for retirement then, but that is not really important to me. I did want to have a news conference at one point and resign, and they asked me that I would not wear a uniform and I would not appear to be military at the time that I resigned, which is kind of a little bit hard to do, but that was what they requested. I decided not to do that at the time so I could stay in the military, and I was going to face them one-on-one. And unfortunately, they had their way with me, but that got me out of ever having to take the vaccines again because I was concerned about being called up again. But the problem is right now we're going to have thousands of parents, thousands and thousands of parents who are going to recognize the fact that, number one, their kids were sent to fight a war that didn't need to be fought, and they got poisoned while doing it. And then thirdly, when they returned home, they were denied any treatment, any assistance, any help, and they were kicked to the side of the curb like dead animals. You're going to have millions of parents, brothers, sisters, children, etc., who are going to be really, really angry. And I think that if they were to band together, and all those people who are still young enough, the parents who are still young enough to get together, band together, and do something about it, then we're going to have a whole change in our military positioning, because we can no longer take these people off and poison them, murder them, maim them, and then bring them back and say, hey, soldier, it's all in your head. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. That probably, Dr. Stan, is the hardest thing on these Marines, especially on the Marines, than anything else, is you could do anything to them. You could take off their legs. But if you tell them they have a mental problem, there's just no way they can tolerate that, because they know. They know they didn't go over there with a mental problem. They know they don't have a mental problem now. And they know that something happened to them on the battlefield. But they don't want to question authority. Well, at least that was the way it was in the past. They are starting to question authority now. The number of people that have been court-martialed and that have gone AWOL is just off the scale, more than ever consider doing it before. And unfortunately, I think it's going to increase in the future. These people that are doing all kinds of things, like, you know, they're shooting off a toe to keep from going back to the war, cutting off a finger to keep from going back to the war. Well, a lot of these people, when they get found out for what they did, they're being court-martialed anyway and having to go to jail or prison and being punished that way. So that's not an answer either. The answer is, we don't need to be going and killing innocent people in wars that don't need to be fought in the first place.
And, of course, the president's excuse is, well, after all, Saddam Hussein was a terrible man, or, after all, you know, we're really fighting terrorism there. Isn't it far better to fight the terrorists on the streets of Baghdad than here on the streets of New York? And yet, I would ask, it's been 5 years since the 9/11 attack. Not one major terrorist attack in the United States, despite the fact that our borders are wide open. How could that possibly be if there are all these terrorists all throughout the world who hate us and want to destroy America? Is our major threat coming from the Islamic terrorists? Or is the major threat to our freedom coming from our own government that is using the threat of terrorism to take away our freedom? And anybody who doubts this, questions that, I suggest you read the Military Commission Act and understand that anybody can be declared an enemy combatant who is helping the enemy. And I suppose that Joyce and I could be considered helping the enemy by being critical of what's going on in our military and being critical of this, of the current war in Iraq. So, I mean, I think that you have to understand that this is the most incredible act of all time because the courts cannot review it. They have taken this out of the view of our courts. And if you are accused of being an enemy combatant and you say, well, I'm an American citizen, I have a right to habeas corpus, but since the courts can't intervene, how would you ever get to a court hearing to prove that you really were an American citizen? Well, we're about out of time, Joyce. We want to once again get your website out there, and then we'll just have a couple of minutes to wrap up the program. But please give your website once again.
GulfWarVets.com or ThePowerHour.com, and we can be heard from 7 to 10 a.m. Central Time on GCNLive.com. And the
How
website,
about shortwave?
Shortwave is 12180 and 7465 in the morning with a replay from 9 to 12 midnight, and we're on the satellite.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and once again, let me mention we do carry Joyce's video. It's called Beyond Treason, and of course, you'll get the CD with over 1,000 pages of government documentation, all of it accurate, and all of it suppressed. And this is, you need to find out if it's really true. And if it is true, then they're poisoning our young men and our young women who are going over to fight in a totally needless war. We went overseas to fight the terrorists. We were going to catch Osama bin Laden. The president promised to get him dead or alive, but wouldn't let the special forces go after him. And we surrounded him on two sides and let him escape and wherever he escaped to. And of course, all this time, we're not trying to get Osama bin Laden. We're financing Pakistan that's harboring Osama bin Laden, if he isn't long since dead. But you see that we have to have an enemy to rally the people behind the government, is what it's really all about. And as terrible as it may seem, why, it's as old as time. Plato wrote about it. H.L. Mencken wrote about it during the last century. People have always understood you had, of course, to have an enemy, and that's how you get the people to support you, whether it be the Second World War, where Franklin Delano Roosevelt arrested 110,000 Japanese American citizens, most of them loyal to this country, and put them into concentration camps because the Japanese were the enemies. Of course, he didn't mention that we'd been financing the Japanese and the Japanese government. In fact, they got most of their war material and equipment from the United States. And, of course, during the First World War, it was the wicked Germans, and the Spanish-American War, it was the wicked Spanish, and now it's the wicked terrorists. Oh, my goodness, if we don't kill those terrorists, why, they're going to kill us. But why have there been no attacks on America? 5 years and no major attacks on the United States, with a border that is wide open and a catch-and-release program, and that is when you catch potential terrorists from Islamic countries who've snuck across the border, we immediately release them. Why would you do something that stupid if there's really a threat of terrorism in America? Well, we want to suggest you get, first of all, our four-tape set on depleted uranium, and then our four-tape set on 911 update, and then, of course, Joyce's excellent video entitled Beyond Treason. We have four excellent videos we carry now on 911. We have 911 Press for the Truth. It's the story of the Jersey Girls. We have Alex Jones' great new video, Terror Storm, pointing out that was it just coincidence that both the Madrid bombing and the London bombing occurred immediately before the elections in Madrid and London and had their intended consequences? Just by coincidence, they both occurred within a week to 10 days of the upcoming elections. And then, of course, we have Dave Van Cleese in plain sight, and we have The Day That Changed America Forever. And we hope you'll order these by calling 1-800-544-8927, or even better, that you'll be coming to our conference this coming Sunday, where we'll have all of these on hand. And of course, if you'd like to come, this is the last day, you're going to have to sign up. Oh, we're going to have an all-day seminar this coming Sunday at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. You're going to have a reservation. Why, we'll open the doors at 8, begin about 8:30. And, of course, we'll go to 5 in the evening. We're bringing in outside speakers. And Constance Cumby is going to be there from Detroit, Michigan. Chris Pinto is going to be there from Southern California. The doors open at 7:30, I'm told. So the doors will be open at 7:30 if you'd like to come extra early. And if you want to make your reservations, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have reservations because we're serving... lunch there. I was going to say breakfast. No, we're serving lunch, and we hope to see you there. And I think you'll find it fascinating. We've certainly every year we seem to be having more people. We have well over 100 people coming this time, and we hope to see you there as well. So if you can possibly make it, give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV-4. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, because behind all of the things we talk about are powerful and sinister spirits of forces. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. And then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilted easy for cleaning, and they also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality material.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
News. On the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Shull. One of the key players in the Enron collapse has gotten the toughest sentence to date in the case. Jeffrey Skilling, the one-time CEO, was handed more than 24 years by a judge in Houston. During the sentencing hearing, Skilling insisted he was innocent, but also remorseful. Thousands of jobs and billions in stock and pensions evaporated when Enron crashed. A miner is dead after an explosion at an anthracite coal mine in eastern Pennsylvania, but four others were able to escape. So far this year, there have been 41 other deaths in U.S. coal mine accidents. No word yet on what caused the explosion. Federal authorities can't nab Wesley Snipes just yet. The actor charged with tax fraud is filming a movie in Namibia. Producers say he'll be on location in the desert for another few months. You're listening to the Information Radio Network.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere.